7.13. Interview with an illustrator. Part 1.
Would you describe yourself as an illustrator or as an artist?
I think those are two overlapping categories. I'm an artist and an illustrator in the way that one might be an artist and a ceramic artist or an artist and a sculptor or something like that. So it's a department of being an artist.
When did you decide to become an illustrator?
I don't think I ever quite decided to become an illustrator. I knew I wanted to draw, and I think I knew I wanted to draw situations. I think it was, first of all, I knew that I could do pictures in magazines. And it was, I suppose, when I was about 20-something, 23, 24, when I was finding my own way of drawing, I also wanted to get a book to myself, so that I could have the not only do the drawings, but tell the whole story and design the book that in the way that I wanted to.
And when did you realize that it was going to work out for you as a career?
When I was 20-something, when I'd left university and art school, I thought I managed to get a book published in 1960 and written by John Yeoman, who's a friend, and he didn't know how to write a book, and I didn't know how to illustrate it, but we got it published, and I thought, well, I'll try and keep on with this until I'm 30, and if it's not working out, then I'll go back to teaching. And I got to 30, but I passed 30, I didn't notice.
If a young person who was interested in becoming an illustrator, age 18, say, asked you for any advice you could give them, what would you say?
They do ask me, actually. It's very touching. They still come and say, some of them say, I'm doing it because of you. But also they ask that question. I mean, I really don't know the answer, but it must be something about drawing and doing a lot of drawing and a lot of different kinds of drawing, because then you become completely familiar with the activity. And in a sense, that's the most important thing.